Chivac Vice Mayor Ulrich Oron says the men, both in their 20s, were discovered missing the same day as the fire.
Both families on both sides have been looking all over.
Search and rescue volunteers organized a ground search.
Searched all over, checked everyone's houses, checked all over town, came up with nothing.
The men were in Chivac before the fire began, and there are no signs of either man having traveled recently. Chivac and nearby communities require permission from travelers to enter their communities during the pandemic. No communities received a travel request from either of them. State fire marshals and state troopers are in Chivac investigating the fire and looking for the two missing men. Also following the fire, Oron says a third of the community is without running water and sewage.
One pipe was melted all the way through and water was squirting out and they had to shut off the water.
The fire damaged the suction and the sewer line as well, cutting off its ability to drain.
The whole east end of Chivac has no water and sewer.
Oron says he and other east side residents are packing water from the water treatment plant and dumping honey buckets.
There's a ditch in between the sewage lagoon and the solid waste dump where we're supposed to dump our honey buckets.
Oron says the city is working with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to fix the water issues and that the sewage line is expected to be restored before the water system. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.